I was
I
on
feel
my...
like there's not one camera on me, by the way.
No, that's
that one's the wide one, isn't it?
Don't worry.
That's got me in it.
Don't worry, you're going to get your...
I feel like all the focus is there.
No, no, it's one of them... It's the...
The white thing.
Go on.
It's a bit... It's a bit... I can't explain it, but it's the way cameras work, yeah. Because I used to work with Canon. And it's like the way...
Oh, my days.
It's the way it spreads... Okay. So it catches everything, can catch your side eye. It's deeper than rap, really. So
and you're not gonna be doing a slipping spaceship. You love to do. It's Uranus. Then you go to Mars. You talk to.
Nah, man. It's no, but once you get involved in that, you really understand the realms of life. But I was on my knees, man. Pause. But when I booked it, I told Atlas, Ludo, Cheetah. I was like, yeah. Everyone there, they was like, cool, cool, cool. Then Ludo jumped in the group chat, was like, yo, you know this train strikes? I was like, fuck. And then I looked on the thing, they were saying even buses were down.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. We low-key need to start paying the train people.
I shout out the train people, though. You know what it is? Even though it's like absolutely shagged my whole like day, I'm like, hey, listen, you're not going to get paid, bro.
Hey, what man. Might come to it where I might just dig out from my own pocket and just pay them niggas because...
What pocket, bro?
Yeah, I'm on my knees as well that way. But
let's
yeah.
not talk about money right now. If we start talking money, hey,
you know the thing, you get paid, yeah, and you're like, shit, I got, yo, bro, like...
How much do I owe you?
Nah. I pay like in installments, bro.
Yeah,
like,
it's fucked. Me?
Nah, keys in the group chat today. If I owe you money, speak up now. You was first.
150. Straight away, bro.
I was like, damn.
Didn't even give it time to breathe, bro.
Oh, man. But yeah, it gets like that, man. Shout out to Jem, the bank. The Bank of Jem.
The Royal Bank of
Jem. Bank of Greece.
Yeah.
We would have never gone to DR if man didn't.
We wouldn't have gone to the cruise.
Yeah.
There was times on the cruise I was like, yo, you man, send me a little sign. I remember my card was declining for like 3 days.
Yep.
3 days? Bro. You were on there for 12.
He was getting cooled down for sailor services every day.
Mom, have you got...
The way they
I don't know why it's not working.
I the excuse that I used for my card declining, I was like, yeah, we're in the middle of the ocean, so like my bank doesn't really know what's going on. Like,
everyone else's card is working but yours.
Yeah, no, but there was something spooky going on. There was a... I think it was a bit of racism going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
We wipe a jeans 3 times.
Yeah, yeah. I was like...
Andrew Tate. Let's talk about it.
Hey, no introductions, though. Obviously,
shit. We got the third best white rapper alive right now. You know,
the Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And
we said,
Logic.
Nah, we said... what's his name?
Not Eminem, surely.
No. Eminem's like 11th.
RD?
Nah.
Ardy's up there.
Yeah.
He's all right. Couple steps.
Can you play with him?
I could play with him, though.
Mm-hmm. But there's another white rapper. Shout out to him, though. I forgot. But now, how does it feel sitting in third place, you know, bronze?
It's all right, bro. Like, I was always taught, like, from young, like, you know, strive for the best. You know, coming third is all right.
I feel like...
Machine Gun Kelly is all right.
Yeah, he got a couple bars, couple steps.
Hey, Mrs. What's that? Megan Fox?
That's a good woman.
I used to love that woman, you know. Transformers, bro. I swear down.
Apparently they drink each other's blood and that.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Bro.
See, wait. Now that you're here, we've got to talk about white people a little bit. Like, what's going on with that, man?
Bro, honestly, we're just here, man.
It sounds about white. I got some white cousins as well. I've seen them do some fucked up shit.
Just losing our power, man.
Yeah. Excuse me?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean? That's when...
Let me take the snus out, bro.
that's when, like, them comments like that is when people start reading into it.
You like that?
Mm.
What do you mean by that?
But, yeah, man. Oh, wait. You really a snuzzer.
Big up Nordic Spirit, sponsor me, bro.
Nah, man, you got your own thing coming out soon, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to build my own brand, brand of snus, top lip.
I feel like you should put your mic down.
The way the man like sour. Like, hey.
Top lip, yeah, my new snus brand. Coming to stores very soon.
I like it. Yeah, when you was in flipping Box Park and a brother came up to you, he was like, I heard you rapping about snus. You got one for me. He said, don't make a scene. He said,
he didn't even rate me, bro. He just said, bro, I heard you rapping about Snooze. What, you got one?
Fuck, bro. Couldn't even remember your name.
Trust me, the addiction's real, man.
Yeah, man. I feel like Keys came in the group and just put everyone on it.
Literally, bro.
First day, I was smacked.
Yep. Imagine, I must have woke up. Yeah, I went out 2 days ago. Woke up. I just see Snooze at the side of my. A pot of Snooze.
Do you know what's mad? Bed, do you remember?
I know what he's going to say.
When we went on the cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been telling women that I talked to about this story.
Yep. I know. You know what? It just came up in conversation because. So basically, I come out of the balcony now, yeah. And then I just looked to my left. Like, me and Keys had, like, you see when you can take off, like, the doors and the balcony, so it's like a conjoining one. Mm. So then I look down now, yeah? I see a couple snoozers just there, just, like, baking off. Then Keys, I was like, yo, Keys, like, clean up your shit. And he was like, nah, I'm drying them out.
Do you know what it is? There was no snooze on the... On
yeah.
the ship.
Yeah, you were neat,
so it was like, bro, I had to find a way to recycle.
Yeah.
Did it work though when you dried it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to care about the turtles and
you
that.
You can reuse them, bro. They're recyclable, bro.
Mm. You just made up?
Nah, people reuse snus, especially like Siberians and that.
Siberians, fuck that, man.
Excuse me? No. All right, what are we getting into today, but Father Alfonso.
Andrew Tate.
Yeah, let's.
Well, straight away, we're into it.
Do you know what? Yeah, I had a few things to get off my chest before we get into the topics. Mm-hmm. I need to talk about Brighton and the L I took. Nah, that was ridiculous.
What L did you take in Brighton?
I feel like I've told you three times, but you was burst.
Context, though, we went to Brighton for my 26th birthday.
All right, let's not talk too much about Brighton, though.
Yeah. But all I know is, yeah, someone, yeah, was chatting to a fine young babe, yeah. And then, as with the patterns with women, there's always that ugly babe. I shouldn't say that. The facially challenged babe.
Yeah.
But the way it happened, I was talking to my guy, and then the babe came and he started chatting to her. So I was just like standing there, like the convo ended, and then the other girl was just standing there, and I tried giving her conversation, and then I was like, "What's your name?" She was like, "H," and then I made a joke, and I was like, she was like, "What's your name?" I was like, "Oh, it's B." Tried to make a joke, nothing. You know when you make a shit joke and there's like,
okay.
Interesting. Then, long story short, I was like, yeah, this conversation's not going anywhere. I'll see you around, kind of thing. Mm. So I walked off and she grabbed my hand. I was thinking, why? Like, unhand me.
Hand me, woman.
Then she was like, no, I'm taller than you. I'll see you around. And I was like, I was just like, but
it was a recurring theme. That wasn't the only.
Yeah. But I'm saying, yeah, if she cusses me about my height, but then I'm like, no, but you're heavier than me, then I'm the bad guy.
You're the aggressor.
And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I was like, I'm done with like being the nice guy.
Yeah, and just leave it out, kind of thing.
But yeah,
she shagged me though that same night, bro, full time.
Explain it.
Because for me, like,
oh, your mic. Demon
time.
I was on demon time, bro. I was on a serial lip syncing. That's why I was on. You get me?
You was horny that night, yeah, man.
Don't
bro,
do that.
The way I saw you, bro.
The thing is, this girl, yes.
You
I
know
seen
when you lips with the hands and
yes.
you stroke the face?
Yes. Yeah.
He was on that. His shirt was open.
Yeah. You know what?
I had my slut.
I was watching Moses and he was in a movie of like his shirt was like flinging in the air and he was just like moving so like. He was moving in slow motion 24/7.
My thing is that when I saw this girl, I was like, she has a fat back, nice hair, pretty face, good smile. So I was lips in her. I was thinking, yeah, cool, calm. And I could just feel someone like, you know, eyes like pop on your head like that, innit? So I was like, what the fuck? Turn it was said girl, innit? Obviously, I don't want to be too rude in that, but she was. Anyway, so I'm doing my thing now. And all of a sudden, I'm feeling like this girl, like, oh, let's go. All the ones there, it's like, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Shout out, white man, RIP and that. Anyway, what's the goal? So we've gone outside now, and I'm trying to chat to the girl I've been lipsing the whole night, kind of thing, you know, passionately. So and then her friend's just not having it, bro. Like, get me? Like, you know, you try to then talk to the friend so you can, like, sweeten it, innit, kind of thing. Like, yo, like, How are you doing? Like,
let's keep it a buck.
So this is what happened. You were with her. Mm. So I thought, yeah, let me take the other one.
Exactly that.
I have a conversation with her. Give them a bit of alone time.
Yeah.
I was like, what country are you from? She was like, guess. Mm.
I was like,
cool. All right. I could see she was probably like East African. Mm. So I said, are you in East Africa? She was like, yeah.
Just no.
I was like, right. Started guessing a couple of countries. And then her friend was standing there, and her friend said, oh, you know, there's a lot of East African countries. She was like, well, what we're not going to do is praise the white man.
Okay.
Shit. I think she's going to start a Twitter piece up.
Yeah,
at that point, I was just like, yeah, I can't have this conversation.
Yeah, when she gets the PhD vocabulary out, like, yeah, the white man, that's always bringing us down.
Nah.
Long day, long fuck.
Well, long story short, bro, like, sent the girls on their way. What's it called? We've gone to, like, you know, Brighton have like the little, like, the beach with the stones and shit in it. So we've gone there, we're chilling. Obviously, nighttime, moon's out and whatnot. I'm fuming, bro. I've got the stones, I'm skimming stones. I'm skimming stones in the sea and that.
He wasn't reaching the sea. He was throwing it long distance. There were people in front of us as well.
And then Keenan like to be, how would you describe that going to? I was like, fucking bitch.
That's really?
That's not what you said.
Was that not what I said?
Mm-mm.
Add one word. Okay. Like descriptive word.
I'll say it if you don't want to say it. You was like, fucking fat bitch. But I get it, though.
Because, like, you know what it is? It's one of those things where if someone's big, you don't judge them for it.
Nah, not at all.
If you're big and because you're so insecure about the way you feel, you start perpetuating that onto other people and being like rude to them for no reason.
But think about how many times she's had that in her life. She's probably fed up.
But yeah,
bro, everyone was being cool. Like,
yeah, that's the thing.
I understand that as well, though. Like, she's probably had that a million times going out with her pretty friend. And her pretty friend probably only goes out with her because of that.
Yeah, that's wild, you know, because bare girls do that still.
But she knows the play, though. She knows
wait. This brings me on to another topic about the roles you have in a friendship group.
Oh, the leader of the group.
The leader of the group. She was not the leader.
No.
She was pretending to be the leader. Security.
You don't think there's a leader in our group?
You know what? I don't understand what girls think that there's a leader thing. I think maybe they watch too much like high school movies and stuff. Like, you know, where they have the jocks and shit.
From a certain angle, I get it, though.
But I said, there's definitely roles in a group. And then sometimes there's a leader, as in, it's not like you're the leader. Say if we're going to a club, I can't lie. I feel like you'll be the leader because that's your scene.
But the thing is, I wouldn't be, because say for instance, if Key said to me, I want to go here. I can't be like, no, we're staying here. Because everyone be like, what the fuck?
But it's not in the sense of that. It's just like, it's someone that will set pace. Like,
do you know what it is? What I would say is, the difference is, I think birthdays is a perfect example.
Okay, yeah.
On someone's birthday, how on it everyone is to do something is an example. For example, your birthday, everyone was on it. We went to Brighton. Mm. We had fun, apart from Morgs.
Yeah.
But I think certain people's birthdays, not everyone's going to be on it the same way. It's real life.
True in a sense. I get it like that. But
I think also, like, you can be the leader of one group, not the leader. You can be the most respected in one group. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to another friendship group and you're not the most respected.
It's the thing, like, say if I went with your group of friends, and I was just barking off like commandments and stuff, like,
they'd be like, what?
They'd be like, yo, like,
who's the fuck are you?
Who's man? Who's man?
No, but like, I feel like every group has, like, each person has a role. So say for instance, we got a guy like GK, his role is...
So we discussed this before, like, what do you think your role is?
My role?
Yeah.
I'm the entertainer of the group.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the guy that literally, if I get like a yard, if I get one laugh, that's it. I'm going. I'm Kevin Hart for the rest of the night.
I told you about that.
But the thing is, I didn't clock it until I started deeping. Like the different instances that it's happened.
Do you know what
reminds me of my brother? My brother's exactly like that. Yeah. Like, but you know, someone laughs at what he says.
Yeah, it's on the roll.
You know what? He won't stop.
But the worst thing about Moses, not even about you, it's the girls. Yeah, Moses would just be chilling. He'd be like, "Oh man, I need a snooze." Oh man,
he's hilarious.
Oh my god! I'm just there. I'm not. I'm getting my jokes off, my A1 jokes off, and they're just like,
trust me. Do you know what? One thing I'll say is physical comedy is easier.
Yeah,
not easier. It's harder to do because it's easier accepted.
Yeah, yeah,
more
yeah.
Easily accepted. So like, you might say something so clever, but no one's got time for that, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm the J. Cole of humor.
Yeah.
That's too deep with it.
Yeah.
Too deep
with it. Yeah, like, I'm trying to get to, like, what's the word? Philosophical?
Yo.
Philosophical?
We need to actually, like, stop.
I can't say certain words. It's. But wait,
what would you two say your roles are, though?
What's your role?
Yeah, Keith, what's your role?
Rapper.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm
freestyler.
I'm in and out.
There was one time. Yeah, you wasn't with us. I think everyone was out. We tried freestyling. Every man only had like 2 bars.
Oh yeah, shit. Like,
it was just like,
where's Keith? Where's Keith?
Some lines to start.
Like, we couldn't.
Yeah, no,
get
I'm
past.
Designated freestyler when drunk freestyler.
Yeah, I think
I would say I'm also like slyly the gallus, bro. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
You don't get more. You don't get more.
Best looking.
There's a certain demographic of girls that you get as well, and I hate you for it, kind of thing.
Nah,
you're taking all the best women. I'm out here pulling out all my best stops and that, and they're like, oh, but something about that guy with his green eyes and his fucking.
That's how play the mysterious a little.
Oh fuck that, man!
You gotta play the mysterious.
I put my heart on my sleeve, bro.
We were talking about this the other day with my other friendship group, which I'm not the leader of.
Not alpha male.
And like. Yeah, one of my friends was like, yeah, like, bro, like, sometimes when you go to the club, just sit down for, like, the first hour, 2 hours, and look pissed off.
Mm-hmm. But you know what my problem is?
That attracts everyone.
I get bored, and I just want to be talking, and and I'm like, damn, I was meant... You see, like, when you go into school, and you're like, I'm going to be pissed off today.
Yeah. Black screen on BV. Yeah. The other ones.
You know, when you try and go to school and you're trying
second
to be...
Third period, you're laughing.
And then the third period, you're busting bare jokes. He's like, shit, I was meant to be moody all day, bro. It's like, you know...
You meditated.
Yeah. Like, there's been days where I was like, yeah, nah, I'm going to be moody today. Like, no more cracking jokes. I'm going to get my life together. And, bro, within, like, the first hour, I'm finished.
You know what? I feel like in our group, you're probably... The organizer, slash all right, and the captain. You might say you're the captain because you've never missed a motive.
Yeah.
You have. There's not a single motive that Alex has missed.
Thank and you, it's not even like, you. Bro, Thank it's you. Not even like a motive where we're all together.
No.
There's not a single motive. If I put in the chat, let's do something.
Alex is there.
Alex is saying
101%.
Bro, I'll drop everything. Work, girlfriend. I don't care, but I've had this problem with women. That's like always with your friends. I'm like, cause they're fucking lit.
Yeah,
they're fucking lit. We just chill and do nothing. I want to be out with my friends, cracking
jokes.
Nah, but yeah, it's one of them ones. But like,
I'm sorry about the other day as well, man.
Keys.
Oh my god, Mo. you had me so scared, bro.
Oh, when I said
I haven't even fully explained it.
Oh shit, go on.
So
obviously I sent the VN in the chat.
Yeah, so I'm with. A girl that I'm seeing, taking kind of serious.
You know what? Hey.
We're in the car.
Make sure you show us this, by the way. Keep this in.
We are in the car. Don't keep this in. We are in the car and we're driving back from studio. I'm connected to the Bluetooth.
Mm.
And Moses has randomly put a VN in the group chat. So I'm thinking, yeah, all right, cool. Let me just listen to this. Probably going to be funny. I press it. It says, no, Mandem, Keys is foul. Yeah?
Your when heart I, must have been racing.
I paused it. She said, what's that? Bro, I was sitting there. I was like,
motherfucking.
I was like, I don't even know what he's going to say. Like, I'm scared. And she was like, interesting.
Central C.
So if you saw how quickly I messaged, I was like,
"Yeah, what's the thing?
What's foul? What did you say?"
Because I was thinking like, "Right, did you not like this?"
But then you explained it.
Yeah. What happened with?
Play it again. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, sorry. I think the Bluetooth was."
Wait, what happened was Keys just jumped to the group chat. Who's about for trampolining? I reply later. When? Where? I'm there.
Obviously.
Didn't hear from him for about 2-3 hours. I go into his Snap Insta. He's having fun at trampolining.
Trampoline? I was like, wait a second.
I was just there like, I was making sure my message went through. I was like, yeah, he definitely got that.
That was delivered.
How long after our message did you reply?
Probably about 20 minutes.
No, it was quick.
It was quick. It was sharp.
It's mad because I actually didn't see it. If I saw it, I wanted you lot to come. Mm. Like, I even called Dills and I was thinking,
oh, Dills got the call.
We're in North.
It's all coming out.
Yeah, obviously I wouldn't be able to go.
I called Dills before we booked it.
All right.
Yeah.
It definitely shows the hierarchy and friendship.
You like that?
I'm at the bottom. The organizer.
Doesn't get his flowers.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Still.
Nah, I've been telling people, like, booking Mandem Holiday is hard.
It's true, still.
It's hard. I feel like I low-key should be able to go to the job interviews and be like, yo, look what I did.
My organization's good.
Yeah, like, look what I did. Nah, the day that Keys pissed me off, DR.
Oh, bro.
He just jumped in the group chat. I'm not coming, DR. Like it was a small motive in Shoreditch. I was like, what do you mean you're not coming? And he was like, not coming.
I was just like,
explain yourself. You're like,
I just spent 3 racks on a cruise, bro. Like,
who told you?
My life was in the dumps, bro. I was like, I need to get in the studio. And
I need to drop a banger today, man.
Fucking hit.
Hey, yo, foreplay, yeah, I need a hit.
So Dylan did tell me, yeah, he'll take my ticket. So it wasn't a problem. Yeah. Dylan told me he'll take my ticket. So that's why I did it.
That was the most frustrating bit for me. I was,
bro. You know, that's when you go outside the group chat. You fucking violated him.
He's a fucking prick. I swear, mother's life. I'm never turning to him again.
Oh shit.
Man. But yeah. There's definitely roles and hierarchies in them. But I feel like women take it seriously. Yeah. I see that there's enough when women are in a group. Yeah. You can tell who the leader is.
Yeah. No, but did you know what the reason is? Because, like, women, when they link up and talk to each other, they're normally talking about men. That's like what they do. They go on dates and they'll say, like, oh, so how's your love life? They'll talk about what their experiences, what's going on in their lives. And they don't like the fact that we can have so much fun without them.
They can't have that much fun without us.
Like, some can, but, like...
If you deep it, you said you was going on a date. I don't even think I'd ask about it. I don't even think I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Your thing.
Like, even if you're talking about a new girl you beat, it would be like, what was it saying? Yeah, it was decent.
By the way, I don't beat new girls.
I was talking to Moses about that one.
Okay, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, but it's like the only time I would ever ask the man about a date, yeah, that they've been on is like, say for instance, if we're all out together and you met that girl, we all
went together.
I was like, how is it with my girl?
Yeah.
As opposed to you off your own back, go meet someone and go chat to them.
Yeah.
When you decide to tell me, come. Yeah. From there, bro.
Whereas, can you tell us the story about the other night, Alex?
What happened? Oh, well, the other night. It's a bit fresh, but
The other night.
I don't think nah.
Nah. I can't see it.
They listen to it. So I can't. Long day. Yeah, maybe in a couple years I can kick that story off. But it was
off camera.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be sure. Like, there's some things I feel like people feel like
you can't do that though, bro.
What? Yeah, 100%. But
no. Sorry, can't what? Sorry.
You need to tell the story, bro.
I can't. I feel like people are like I'm just like 100% open.
I've been 100% open.
I can't be. I've been 100% open on this, and I said, "Kaya,
I don't want to waste time. We'll get. All right, at the end, I might explain it. All
right,
story's fucking hard.
Look, so I've just gone on Instagram now. See, Andrew Tate has been banned from Facebook and Instagram. What did he do, bruv? I haven't seen it. Obviously, I don't agree with.
Do you know what
95%
of
the shit he talks about?
Do you know what it is? They just don't know him that well.
Yeah, I feel
they don't
like
know him like what? I know him. Yeah, like, I can change him, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But you was on the phone to him before, like
a couple of minutes ago. Yeah, he's all right, bro. He's dealing with it all right.
But seriously, what happened, bro?
So basically, what happens is he says a bunch of outlandish shit on podcasts.
Yeah,
and then like for 90% of the podcast, he's just trying to break things down.
Okay,
but that one clip
that does the rounds,
yeah. And then a lot of the people that probably 100% of his audience is men.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When women catch that and they see it, they'll see him saying some disrespectful shit or some derogatory shit or something that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So they take out context.
And they'll take that and then they'll run with that clip and they'll say, this guy's been spreading misogyny, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But the same.
He has a little bit.
He has. All right, cool. What I don't get is, you see, that people are just saying, oh, I hate him, da-da-da-da-da. They're just building him up and up and up and up. And now his Instagram's been taken off. Mm. But now he's going to be the most talked about thing.
The next thing he does is going to pop.
And the thing is, he doesn't need an account now. He can just go, I guarantee you, there's a person that hates him, has a podcast, yeah? Mm. And he pulls up to them, can I come to your podcast and talk about it?
You're not going to say no.
You're not going to say no. Okay, cool. Like, and then they're going to be like, all right, cool. Come on. But if you hate him that much, you'll silence him.
Yeah.
And that's the point where it's like a bully, innit?
Yeah.
If you let him say his shit and just ignore it, it's nothing, it's gonna go nowhere.
But people obviously be saying stuff online to get a reaction.
Yeah. Like, but I'm gonna say it here. He's been saying some funny shit. Like there's some funny shit he's been saying, man. He said something, he was like, if I'm Andrew Tate Senior, and I'm Andrew Tate, and I've got Andrew Tate Junior. He's got to fight me and kill me because there can only be one Andrew Tate. and then I was just like, come on, man, this guy's hilarious. Like
he doesn't mean
half the shit. Yeah, he doesn't mean. But I get when people say.
But there's also serious allegations about him being like a trafficker, human.
Yeah,
that he beat up women. Like, there's a lot of things.
He was saying shit that he was. Lewis Hamilton is a pussy. He's a better Formula One driver than him and shit like that. I'm like, fuck it,
though. Do you know when he says comments like that?
You know what it is? You need Andrew Tate's confidence with a stable mind.
Yeah.
You know what it is? A lot of people watch him and they don't take what he's saying as gospel, but
some do.
You can learn from him certain things.
Yeah. There's definitely like I feel like it's with anything that can lead you down the wrong way, like the Bible. You take certain things from it, and then. You don't have to take in everything the Bible.
Otherwise, there'll be a lot of dead people.
Like, we'll be hanging a man by the cross and stuff. Like, come on, man.
Where man getting stoned and shit.
Come on, man. Just take him to jail. just take him to jail. We don't need to kill him. But it gets like that. I've definitely seen some of his videos and I've chuckled. But then people will be like, yeah, like he's bad for the younger generation.
I just don't take it seriously. I guess that like, a lot of the kids now are very impressionable. So they'll see his stuff, they'll be like, yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
You think that, but I think kids these days are less impressionable.
You think so?
Than they were, yeah.
You reckon?
100%. I feel like we're a lot smarter as the new generation will be way smarter.
Nah, bro, but I don't agree with that. Because if you but look then at... Go on.
I would say like, if you look at like drill music, it has an effect on like them, like... suburban kids or not even suburban kids
kids that go on YouTube and break down the bridge between my man. I'm like, fuck, you get this, bro.
He's like, if you decipher this lyric, he should go ching him.
Like these are doing full YouTube the way I've breakdowns, bro. But it's actually I watched one and I was like, yo, you know what? Because I have no idea about that scene, bro. I don't know about any of the new gangs popping up or nothing like that.
But you know what it is?
Like old head, bro.
Like I watch it just to have a laugh because it's the voice as well. Yeah. It's like what the fuck's going on, man?
My man from fucking Bognor Regis, bro. But tell me about the beef with Kennington.
Got him down.
And he got him down. Yeah. I was like,
there's one thing I need to talk about is Tion Wayne.
Bro, that guy has had more fights in Dubai.
When I say I've never seen Tion Wayne take an L on the internet ever.
It's scary.
Or even from stories I've heard in real life, it's scary, bro.
Like, you know the ones,
have you ever heard any situation that has gone on and it looks like he's lost?
Bro.
Even from the Lani situation.
Yeah, though back in the day when it's all about, he's a good dude, he went to uni and that, someone found it, he's uni passed.
I was still shredding on the road.
Disney, bro.
But no, that's the thing. Like, even on the papers, have you seen that picture of when he's stamping on that guy's head?
Oh, he was calm.
Huh?
What?
Oh, no. That fight outside a club.
Bro, the bonkers or bonkers pictures. I think he must have knocked the man out. And then, you see when your knees to your chest and you're about to stamp a man out? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that long day for my man.
He's a man you don't want to fight with. But like, from time when you're fighting in Dubai twice, one on the plane... One in the streets.
You have no fear, bro.
Like,
if them man in the back, they nab you. It's a long day.
That's all I fear in this life. A man that doesn't fear jail, he can't, just don't fight him. Like, it's simple as, I don't know.
I think he's invincible, you know.
Tion Wayne's invincible. But I just haven't seen him take it out.
No, I think he's invincible.
Bro. You know what was funny? When I saw Dutch with just one slider on, it's walking around after you got tucked
guys,
in.
Guys, come on, man. I'm an artist, bro. Like, come on, guys.
You can't talk about it too much.
Yeah, you can't be doing all of that.
Yeah. I forgot.
Like me being that. Like, oh, have you seen?
Yeah, that
like
means
any Oluko. Like, what do you think she got back? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Do you though?
Get it?
Do you though? Do you though?
By now,
you're a dickhead. You gotta cut that out, bro. No, bro.
That one can't get cut out. Trust me.
Nah, but
Enya Luko's got a back though.
A big one.
Yeah.
How did we get there?
She was one of the only players that I really thought was hard in that England team.
She got racially abused.
Yeah. Mm. And then they went in support of the man.
That was crazy. Yeah. How are you, bro? I don't even want to talk about it, but I'm gonna talk about it. But how is it like?
That was with context.
Like.
Enya Luko has come out and said that she was getting racially abused by the manager of the England team. And then she's like, obviously got dropped from the team and she just said that she's not going to play anymore, whatever. So imagine one girl, I forgot who was that scored.
I'm pretty sure she was mixed race as well.
I think so as well. She must have scored a goal for England, yeah? Obviously, investigations are going on about my man. She scored the goal and then her and the rest of the team have run to the manager to go give man a hug and celebrate my man, like, we stand with you.
And then he got sacked.
He got sacked because he got found out that it was...
And then everyone just acts like all normal, like...
Like it never happened, bro. I'm thinking, yo.
even football's fucked. Like, racist, I've always said that.
The problem with this new era is like, everyone can find out information, but no one really knows what happened.
Yeah.
Just in every situation. Mm. So like, you can have an opinion on things that you're not well versed in. You don't know anything about it. It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. How many times have you seen something online and you've seen people giving backlash and then someone you know who knows the person has said, oh no, it's not actually like that. What happened was this.
Yeah. Mm. But I think that's with most things as well. There's always, no matter what happened, there's always two sides of the story. Yeah, and I feel like more time you have to hear one side, but you have to hear the other to make an actual judgment. Mm. And once you hear two sides of the story, it's up to you what side of the fence you stand on. Mm. But when you hear one side of the story, but it's so easy. I've been tricked like that, where you feel like that's legit. Then something else comes out and you're thinking, oh shit, like maybe I was wrong. Mm. But you see, like, so for Twitter, for instance, if you don't stand with Twitter...
Let's not talk about Twitter.
But I'm saying, if you don't stand with their opinions, yeah, and they start cooking you...
You just got to pretend it's not there, bruv.
Like, what's my man's name? Murad? Murad?
Who?
Oh, Murad.
Oh,
Murad.
Oh Murad. Shit! What
about Murad?
Yo, why am I with the foot?
Yeah, guys in their face.
Bro, no one really understands, yeah, like... Do you know how much like technique you need?
That's what I'm trying to say, bro. Like, bro.
Man had the Achilles locked in. It was like,
he was. Pow. But the thing is, bro. So he's saying, yeah. For me, a man can do whatever he wants to do in his spare time and it kind of thing. Like, if he has his deepest, darkest secret, cool, whatever. Mm. But it was like, you know, the scripts.
It was the descriptions.
Yeah, kept coming out. Obviously, he come out and said that. Oh no, he didn't.
Of
ever
course,
write
he wrote
it.
Man.
Yeah,
but and like that. The thing is, yeah. The weird thing about this is like, no one knows what side to stand on because they always say don't shame sex work.
All right, like, cool. Do you know what it is, yeah?
But like, these guys were getting paid for him to do this and talk this way, write this way. So it's like, it's a hard one, but him to engage in that and then pretend he cares about black issues.
Yeah.
Wait, did he pay them or did they pay him?
They paid him.
They pay him.
Mm. Bread.
Yeah. Arab slave master.
Bro, it's bonkers, but it's like, what you were saying is right, but at the same time, this is free game for anyone.
Love big bro.
If you got a scandal coming out, and like,
oh my God.
And it's, they can't pin it on you.
Do not apologize. Yeah. What
you're gonna say? Do not apologize. Yeah. Do not say anything. Yeah. And cool. Let me just say, I won't say that. But
it'll blow over, bruv.
No, it will blow over. But what he did was just like, it was me. But the writing wasn't me.
But people will call for an apology. If you don't apologize, there's no ammo.
But the thing is, no matter how you apologize, bro, that apology wasn't sincere enough.
I do you know what? Yeah, right.
There's no way to win.
Not saying I condone racism, but it happens. Fair enough. But
yeah, where do we go from here?
But when it's that fetish kind of racism, Arab slave master, it's like, bro, like what? And now you're getting paid off that. You're getting paid to be racist, and now you want to come on your Love Island shit and want to be crying at the premiere in a suit and like pretending that you really care about black people. And like, there's even one video where he confronts someone being racist. And then,
but you know what it is, yeah? During the apology, he's had to free up information that you wouldn't necessarily tell anyone.
Yeah.
Like it's a close family member or a therapist, that kind of thing. Because his back was so far against the wall, he this is the only card I can play. So obviously, no one can be sitting and be like, okay, that never happened. Or
fuck all that, but what I need to know is how did the brother get a job like that? What? How'd you get into that sort of industry?
What were the
love happened?
Yeah, I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, bro, you know what? When you get to like a certain like level, yeah, Keys is gonna know really soon. When you get to a certain level, you're gonna get like bonkers stuff. Like,
oh,
yeah.
You get already. Let me tell you a lot about my Snapchat. Weekly, I have gay guys hitting me up. Weekly, saying, I want you to fuck me, I'll pay you.
Bro, wait, there's one time, yeah. there's one time, me and Keys are sitting in the back of the cab, yeah. And Keys is looking at his phone, mad confused. And he was like, bro, like, someone just tried to racially abuse me. And I was like, what? And then I look at his Snapchat, and someone just called him a fucking nigger. And he was just like, wait. I was like, how badly do you want to get to it? just say that. He was just like, so
it doesn't even hurt me.
He was just so like, I just looked at his face, he was so weirded out, and he was just like, look at this. And I was like
it doesn't make any sense.
But I don't know, man. Your source is different though. Can I talk about that time I must have been beating one girl, finished up. And yeah, and well, I'm like trying to catch my breath. And she was like, you see your friend, the white one, Kia, I'd really love to fuck him. I was like, what do I say?
Where'd you go from there, bro?
I'm mad though.
Was she in your house or you at her house?
I can't disclose.
I can't say.
Can't say. Can't say.
Your GTA machine.
Yeah. My mum's watching. She was squirting on the family couch.
Damn, I was wondering what that thing was. But nah, like,
bare damp.
Going back to obviously Keys, you getting messages from gay guys.
Yeah, gay guys
asking you to do the mad thing. Have you ever considered?
Bro, sometimes I say how much. Oh no!
Hey,
delete that.
Yeah, that one's getting there will be and scene.
Oh shit!
Don't put a snizz in. I'm talking too much.
Nah, there's certain things that I just stop.
Like, who's that guy that Dylan looks like? I keep on thinking about it, but I can't.
The one that got shot in the eye.
Yeah, what's his name?
Marvin Herbert.
I beg you, come on the camera.
Like Marvin.
There's one eye staying incredibly still. He's looking over there. There was about five gangsters.
So I man him, AJ Uzik, tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you watching that?
Let's get our predictions out.
I think
AJ might win, you know?
You reckon? I think he's gone to the mountains and done like...
I think he's finished, but I feel like there feels something different about him this
time. I seen one interview, he was saying he's been out in the mountains praying to like, is it Fajr?
Yeah, he's doing Fajr.
Yeah, he said he's out in the mountain.
Yeah, he said he's been praying like
every day.
Every day, because they have a little prayer section in his gym.
Okay, mad.
Yeah,
but Usyk is like, he's Ukrainian, isn't it?
Yeah.
That guy, they need to test him for doping, you know.
Yeah, because looks like he's like this, bro.
How can you get more active throughout the rounds, bro? When it gets to like 7, 8, 9, he looks like he's in his first.
Now he's got Ukraine on his back.
Man come from a different place, bro.
War.
Different place.
War stricken.
Man is saying he's doing this for Putin. This Putin, he's pretending AJ's Putin. He's going crazy.
Yeah, bro. Like,
if AJ wins that, I think Tyson Fury will come out of retirement.
To unify the belts and that.
And just destroy.
I think Tyson would smoke him.
Tyson Fury.
He'll smoke both of them. But the thing is, I didn't think when I first watched Tyson, it was against Klitschko, when Klitschko came out of retirement, and Tyson was like a bozo, innit? I was like, what the fuck am I looking at? But then when I see him against Dillian, was it Dillian? Not Dillian, the bomb, the bronze bomber, what's his name again?
Deontay Wilder.
That's Wilder in that. Obviously, Wilder's out here swinging, but I'm seeing mad technique from Fury.
Fury's probably like top three heavyweights of all time.
Bro, them gypsy man with that body type where they got no bum, going straight up. them man there can scrap. Now, see a man like that, don't even bum.
What doesn't make sense about him is like, how can you be that fat and that fast though?
Bro, it doesn't make sense. Bro. It makes me want to think, like, what's under all that fat and his body's different. He might be an alien. Like, but then again, maybe that's what helps him, that he hasn't got so much muscle.
Like, unorthodox, bro. Like, and his reach is mad.
And you just can't touch him.
But you know what fight I'm looking forward to?
Conor Ben.
Nah.
Oh my God, sorry, just me.
KSI.
Swarms. Hey, I'm not gonna lie, his diss track is kind of hard.
The diss track is hard.
What, Swarms is?
Yeah, he dropped the diss track. It's actually hard.
Are they actually gonna fight?
He's like, I'm on the
block. Yeah, they're fighting, bro.
I'm on the block like Chunks and Philly. And then Chunks heard that line, he's like, I'm never on the block. I'm never on the block though.
But you know what it is? Have you seen the photo of Swarms for the promo?
Yeah, the photo.
I saw a TikTok where it's like how Swarms took his.
Yeah, he was at
photo. Bro, rolled out of bed.
Bro, it looked like they caught man slipping on the roads. Like, yo,
Swarms though, that's my guy, bro. That's my guy.
Against him, isn't
it? Kickball against him several times, bro. When he was at Southend, I was at Barnet. Like, we had a lot of battles. He was
a winger, innit?
He was a sharp winger.
Yeah, I saw a couple clips of him.
He was good. He was good. And like, bro, and I like the way he does music, bro, because like, you can tell he's not that like bothered about the music.
No, it's formula.
He does it for what he wants to do, and he enjoys it.
You see them, fun, bro. You see them, like them rappers who know they're not the best in the world, and it's like, yo, I'm just gonna drop this, like for even what did I, that delivery tune.
Yeah,
I was like, do you know what? This is a bonkers song. Then I was like, deliver room.
I'm coming straight to you.
I was like, yo, you may have something there.
is it? All right, no, but like going more a bit deeper, like, see, Hardy Caprio came out talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I guess once you hit like a certain. You not seen it?
What was he talking about?
He came out mental health, basically talking about like how the labels have ruined him and stuff and like how.
Music was his vice.
He also brought up like a couple of things, like how he might have been like assaulted when he was younger and stuff. And he just said like, oh, let me be human for a sec or whatever.
Oh yeah, because you went missing for a second.
He was talking about like how it's hard for artists to talk about this stuff because, and I think this is one problem, which I'll always say. As an artist, sometimes like those things can backfire on you, bro. Like, look at like. You're deep at like a lot of artists though, when they talk about how they feel or they say they're struggling, it can negatively impact their career.
Oh, is it?
But yeah, because because as a fan, you look to someone because you want to be them or you want to be like them or you enjoy the way they live their life and you wish yours was kind of like that. So like for example, Rams. Rams is a good artist and like, when he went through it, when they were all getting onto him about his live performance and stuff, and then he dropped Family Tree after that, it was doing well. And then it's like, he came out and spoke about his mental health, which is obviously important. But like, from then, I feel like people lost interest.
And
big up Rams, big up Hardy Caprio, they're both actually
very good. I do feel like when you talk about mental health, it's like, oh, you get a buzz, but it's so short. It's just like, oh yeah, we're there for you.
Innit?
But then your perception of them is just like,
Exactly.
It's just like the social standards, isn't it? It's like if you show any form of weakness, then it's like.
And do you know what it is? They like, women, like not women, but just people in general. They always say, "Oh, men need to talk about their mental health more."
Mm-hmm.
But this shows that it can be a hindrance, bro. Yeah. So like, when you talk about stuff,
and it's all when people say talk about your mental health, it's like it's hard because you're like, how? You go all your life not talking about it, and especially you have to talk about it in front of like hundreds of thousands of people, like. Obviously, when you're a rapper, you got a whole audience. Now you got to express it with them.
The best way as a rapper to do it is through your music. Yeah, so if you're having problems, put that into your music, bro, because people listen to a sad song, bro.
Yeah.
They'll enjoy that. But sometimes when you separate yourself from as an artist and a human, and they see the human side, the kind of fantasy is gone.
I mean, just like last year, absolute banger. But man is singing about heartbreak, bro.
And man are turning up.
Man are turning up in the club, bro. Man are turning up in the club. It's a man's heartbreak.
It's a constant
bro.
Reminder for him as well.
Yeah. But
I think also, yeah, he's definitely happy with that song.
Yeah. It's a heartbreak song, but it's not a heartbreak song. It's a Let Me Get Lit.
Is that the time done?
We'll run an extra 10 minutes because it was 10 minutes late. But yeah, it's definitely not a heartbreak. Like, he's in the shower singing it.
Yeah.
But he's definitely...
But the best artists can do that. They take a situation that isn't normally used in the club and make it into a club banger. Like Drake
done it a few times,
The beef with Meek. What song was it?
There was Back to Back. There was six
Back
words.
To Back yeah, was getting to, banged yeah, in the yeah, club, yeah. bro.
Meek Mill had to just start... To like jamming to it, bro. He's like, this is fast. <fucking bang." laughs> like you couldn't get away from it, bro.
Yeah.
But
you got any heartbreak songs coming soon?
Yeah, I do actually.
Oh yeah,
quite a few, in fact.
Damn, yeah.
You're dropping 64 man. For us.
Rap for your reparations. Well, for my reparations.
Oh shit! You know what? Yeah, let's talk about the EP that's dropping 2 weeks. No, next week.
You got this all wrong, fella.
Is it not?
His first single will be dropping next month. The EP is dropping.
You push it back?
Bro.
Push it back like some foreskin.
Life is...
I'm in my bars right now.
Excuse me?
Wild.
Foreskin.
Oh, yeah. Who has foreskin here? Fuck my EP.
Foreskin.
Dylan got foreskin. I got foreskin.
Yeah. I think all Jamaicans have foreskin, bro.
Yeah, man. We got to keep it natural, man.
Nah, man.
Well, you know about saving
some...
Do you think there's...
cons to having a foreskin.
So yeah. Where did this cutting off the foreskin start? Because it started scientifically.
No, it was like, I think it was
religion, right?
Winning. Yeah, religion.
Is it?
Winning. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what takes one man just to say, you know what, let me cut off someone's dick?
I think it said in the Bible.
It is unnecessary though. You don't really need it.
Oh, no, but you know what, why they cut it off? Because it's like, oh, it's healthier. Bro, just clean your dick.
Yeah.
Simple.
But, I mean, obviously I don't remember it getting done to me.
Do you think our dicks are more prone to getting like dirty?
Yeah. There is. If you don't clean it, you're finished.
But bro, like, I know someone who had a circumcision late in their life.
Ooh.
They were like 13.
Ooh, you can't even.
Yeah, couldn't walk.
No, brother, like, mash him up, boy.
Bro, that could. Bro, mentally finished.
Fucks you up, bro.
Even like, if I got it now, yeah.
Would you circumcise your kids?
I'll leave that to the mother. That's not mine.
I don't think I'll be able to see my kids in pain, bro.
Why would you leave that to the mother?
Like, if you like, what you want to do with the kids? Like, came out of you, kind of shit.
That was as well, bro.
I lie.
What the fuck?
No, what? What did you say?
If you have a son, you wouldn't like interfere with that kind of thing.
If anything, you and the mother would be your forte, no?
But it's like I have it, innit? And then, but I don't know how it feels to not,
to have, not
it.
Have it.
Yeah, so
maybe brother, you can like, experience it.
So yeah, like,
if it was working for you, then
okay.
But say if I got
it doesn't work for him, then
but say if I got I got circumcised after, like, say when I was like right now, I'm like, dude, shit, like I missed that shit, like trying to reattach it and shit. I'll be like, yo,
keep like a foreskin transplant.
Just really trying to reattach that.
Don't look at that. What?
That new BBL. But yeah, no, nah, man. Like,
have you like, ever, yeah, had a wank, yeah? And like, you clock. Wait, not you. You're not involved in this anymore because you're circumcised.
Okay.
Have you like, ever had a wank, yeah? And like, you're about to nut and then you ain't got no tissue or nothing.
Dude.
And like, caught the cum in your foreskin.
I didn't say you lost answers because.
And then it's like a balloon. And then you go to the toilet and you just.
That's a discharge, you know. I heard a lot of laughing, I heard a lot of confirmations, no. Bro. What's
right, cut
it?
That one out, though, please.
No, you've already got one cut out. You've already got one cut out.
You only get one, big dog.
There was a brother I used to play football with. He used to do that. He used to piss. Everyone's in the shower. He used to piss. Hold his piss.
Hold his skin.
Walk up to someone and just let
water balloon.
That is, whoa, you know, I'm fired.
Yeah.
There'll be blood on the line. Everybody must die, bro. Whoever's seen it and whoever did it.
I haven't done anything.
What's the maddest thing you've experienced in a football changing room?
Ah, Someone snort a line of protein.
Protein shake.
Snort powder.
Nah, that's not even the maddest thing I've experienced.
But I've seen some mad things.
I've
seen
some. The man in the... Nah, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it.
Barnett second year, when you lot left.
Yeah.
That's when we got into the odds game.
We didn't play soccer this game.
You know the odds game, right?
What's the odds game?
So like, someone would say, what's the odds on you doing this?
Mm.
And you say a number between 1 and 10. So say you said 8 to 1. And someone else would say 3, 2, 1. You say a number between 1 and 8.
Mm.
You both say it. If you say the same number, you have to do it.
Okay, okay, so give me an example of what happened.
So, for example.
No, like a like real life example, what happened?
What's the odds of you licking your shit off a tissue?
No, nah, that was
no way.
1 to 10. 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
1 to 10, yeah?
Yeah.
Say 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
4. 7.
Oh, so you bust case.
Caught live. See what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
See what I'm saying? That's why it's funny, because you can say outlandish shit and people will still join in the game because there's that thrill of...
Okay, yeah. So who has
but
to
if
do...
you if you get it together and you, if you say the same number and you don't want to do it, you have to get rushed by the whole team.
So what was,
I'll
was,
take the
rush. I'll take the rush.
You wouldn't.
What
you
was
wouldn't,
the maddest? What was the maddest?
See that swings.
No, someone yeah,
someone licked shit. That, I didn't just make that one up.
That's...
That was real life. Hello?
Hi.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man.
Good. I wanted to ask a quick question.
Oh, yeah, go on.
How much do you charge for a feature?
500 racks, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. It depends. It depends on the song.
Personally,
I would have to hear them. I'd have to hear them first.
Okay, but how much have you charged prior?
I've charged from like 3 to 5k.
Okay.
Yeah, so it depends. If I'm rating the person, I'll do it for free.
He owes me money. I need it higher.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Alright, cool. Just show me who it is. Send it to me, and then we'll talk.
Alright, cool.
Alright, love you.
That's crazy.
Yo, but yo, money just cool like that. You go like that.
Sorry, guys. Business.
Cut that one out. Now. You can cut that one out, innit? No, but
you
don't cut that one out.
Who was that? Manager.
No.
The labels keep calling.
Do you know what it is? I thought it was going to be funnier than that, but yeah.
That is, bro. That's brazy. That's how it works in the music scene. You know. You get me? Yeah, I said, how much you charge for a feature?
But yeah. So yeah, I've seen someone lick shit. Seen someone put another man's dick in his mouth.
His own dick?
No, someone else's dick in their mouth.
Wait, what?
I would take the Russian.
So wait. Who? Wait, I don't know who's to...
I've seen someone go up to the academy manager and tell him, shut up.
That's better though. That is not better.
Imagine it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, it's over. But it's far from over.
You know what? I hope that was a good episode, man. We're the stand-ins, you know, the subs.
Yeah.
How did we do, man?
Oh, no, you've done great. It was 10-10, but a lot of cutting out to do.
Yeah.
But you know what it is? Apes on Tapes, you know. You know what I mean?
Follow the page.
Follow the page. The YouTube, Insta, and Twitter.
Hey, bro, stream my music. I need a fucking hit.
Shit. Yeah. Stream his music. He owes me money, man.
I don't know.
But yeah, we signing out.
Man like Mo, we're out here. Look at my ninja walk past the camera.
Come on, man.
God damn!
So hard to find the good work, man.
I lost my mind when that girl went low. She only loved me when I did nachos. I'm sitting by the coast, the guava on the boat. I sacrificed the goat. Oh, yeah. Listen, I can't get blood from a stone. They know my heart is cold. They watching me, I know. Cause I know.
Hey.
They got that when I see how they man narrow. The way everybody move make me lose control.
Lose control.
Invest in me while the stocks are low. Oh, no. I forgot my buzz.
Hey,
come
there, that's it. Hey, you watched that game yesterday.
Nah, fuck that.
He got ripped, bro, in the clash.
Did he?
He got ripped in the clash. He's good, though. He's good.
Why would that trouble you? Bro, I forgot my buzz.
Yeah, Jay Clark.
Because what he said to Jay Clark, funny, innit, kind of thing.
Jay Clark actually kind of ripped him.
Yeah,
I know.
I want my buzz.
Jay Clark, guys, actually, you're a lot better than I thought you
were. Oh, fuck yeah.